this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse. Sometimes a poem uses allusions to open us to further interpretations. These references can take us back into the past and deepen our sense of what is happening to us in the present. I often enjoy taking that journey with our writers. Poet Lisa Baker from San Francisco sent us a poem whose speaker is trying to reassure her beloved companion that they will survive the devastating diagnosis they have been given. Her reassurance takes the form of artistic allusions, especially a favorite artist, Eva Hess. The poem can stand on its own, but it becomes much richer when we know that Eva Hess, sculptor and artist, was only 34 when she succumbed to her brain tumor. Here is Lisa Baker's Connections, inspired by Connections, Eva Hess, 1969. I was searching for a photograph of Eva's pendulous wires because they help me understand something I cannot name. I was searching for her resin-coated thin wires with needle-eye hooks on the top end, dangling from long filaments open to draft. Covered wires, utterly raw in their vulnerability, in their exposed, fixed, and unfixed states, in their awkward randomness and union of still, somber isolation, like you and I are here today. I suppose Eva must have dipped the wires in some small tin of warmed resins, naturally colored and translucent embers, and gently lowered them the way candle wicks are into melted beeswax, then left to dry, one layer at a time. Resins, with tiny air bubbles trapped inside and in irregular and beautiful shapes like vanilla beans or ballerina arms, slightly twisting, longing in their lengths, or withering boiled cartilages with no blood remains. Perhaps instead she dabbed those wires in resins with a single hairbrush, exactingly, like the old Taoist painters did, or point by point like Seurat. Inspired by Calder, forms continuous play to motion and to light, testing the Murano rod to the furnace flame, pulling to find just how long molten glass can be pulled before it breaks and curls back into itself. Affirming Giacometti, who came to understand the soundness of the thinnest line like a single strand of spider silk can be enough. And now, my love, what are we to do as the neurotransmitters in your brain are askew, damaged by some invader whose violence continues day by day in quiet, stealing, insidious ways? I'll stay near, and if I could, I'd gently model each tender cell and fragile line in sweet golden wax to somehow hold them in time. I'd barter with the spider for her new spun silks to sew your membranes back together in microscopic stitch, transcribing your wishes upon them as you dream of what might have been. I'll wrap your precious thoughts in butterfly cocoons, my dear, and we'll paint them with single hairbrushes in any colors you choose.